Federal employees are pretty happy about the president this week. He's calling on agency managers to expand workplace flexibilities. Now, these are flexibilities that have been in place for many years, but he's asking OMB and OPM to make sure everybody knows about them and starts to use them more. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler has more.
The types of things that we're talking about in this memo are things like telework, alternative work schedules, temporary part-time duty status, things like that. And the Office of Personnel Management now has 60 days to issue guidance to agencies for actually implementing the president's memo. And then once it's implemented, what this means is that supervisors are going to be expected to meet with employees who request these kinds of flexibilities. And then they're going to have to respond to the employee's request within 20 days. So something new for federal managers to know about and to do here.
So why do you think this came about now?
Yeah, so in the memo, you know, it's interesting. Obama says federal employees have the right to request flexible options, quote, without fear of retaliation or adverse employment reaction. To me, that really says that reprisals of some sort must be happening, because why else are you going to say something like that or put a memo out like this if everything's okay?
And so what are federal employees who, I guess, don't want to be singing, what are they saying?
Yeah.
And have the memo to federalnewsradio.com.
Yeah, so some of them are really excited about this. You know, one person, Archie, says it would be great if federal contract employees were granted the same consideration. That would surely help morale. And another person added to that, again, on the issue of contractors, by saying, most of my federal career was spent working alongside contractors. In about 99% of the cases, they were really good workers and interacted well with their federal counterparts. This worked best when the federal supervisors did not differentiate between feds and contract workers. So something interesting there. I'm not sure that this covers contract workers right now, but something maybe for the federal government to think about down the road.
Yeah, but I would also think that that's a bit complicated, because you're going to deal with companies' individual policies. And if it's a company like Yahoo, they want people on site.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the federal agency and the particular supervisor who might feel like it's just easier for them to manage people they can see.
Yeah, I wonder though, Emily, if some of these private sector companies that are working with the government as contractors actually have more workplace flexibilities for most of their employees already, but maybe the ones who work at a government agency aren't actually able to take advantage of them. So this may, so, you know, that may not be the case, but it may also be the case, because I think sometimes, you know, the private sector seems to be maybe a little bit in front of the government when it comes to those kinds of things.
Yeah, except when they're trying to do the government's bidding and want to do everything right by the agency, and then it might seem like there's a two-tiered system. I can understand that.
The other thing, it was interesting, something else that another commenter said, her name was Deb, and Deb wanted to point out some of the other flexibilities that she wished would go beyond telework. And she says, how about allowing an employee who is late due to child issues, traffic issues, to make up the 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the day?
They don't.
Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not allowed. How about not playing favorites with who you let come in late and who you don't? How about allowing schedules based on 15-minute times rather than half-hour times, such as 7:15 to 3:45? How about allowing an employee whose child care situation changes to change their schedule in the middle of a pay period and as often as necessary? How about allowing a four-day work week, 10 hours a day, and other flexible schedules? She goes on and on and on. But I think her point is there's probably a lot of, quote, workplace flexibilities that federal employees wish maybe they could take advantage of. You know, and again, I go back to that private sector thing. I think, you know, again, it's kind of based on your boss. And but in the private sector, I think a lot of supervisors, good supervisors, do give their employees those types of flexibility. So if there's an issue, if your child's sick, something like that, because that goes to a work-life balance, right? And you want your supervisor to understand what you're going through in your personal life and to be, you know, amenable to some things when they have to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is interesting that, you know, it makes me wonder, perhaps this is another story for us for next week, what these episodes of retaliation, if they exist, are. Now, you could also say Deb maybe has some sort of situation, because she keeps mentioning this 15 minutes or 7:15 she's supposed to come in at 7. And she gets there at 7:15 because she's got to drop her kids off at daycare. You know, you have to assume that the good managers are already trying to work with their employees on things like that. But there are also other things where the government is competing with others, like in the private sector. And I'm thinking about the National Treasury Employees Union this week sent out a press release saying, well, this is all in good and yay to President Obama, but Congress needs to pass a law giving employees paid leave for things like the birth of a child or the adoption of a new child, because these are things that other developed countries already do.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought up that point there about the unions. Another downside, maybe if you will, to the memo, reporter Jack Moore, who wrote the story on our website, talked to Mike Aiken with the Society for Human Resource Management, and Aiken said that, you know, the memo lacks enforcement, unfortunately. Managers won't have to specify a reason for rejecting an employee's request for workplace flexibilities. So in state and local governments, Jack talks about this in his article, there have been written into these workplace flexibility rules that a reason must be given for, you know, let's say I go in and ask to telework one day a week. If my manager tells me no, they have to give me a reason why not. But in this memo, that's not something that's taken into consideration. No reason needs to be given. Your supervisor can just say no. So as Aiken is pointing out here, you know, with this lack of enforcement, you know, how many managers will actually go that extra mile to make sure that these workplace flexibilities are put into place? Now, on the opposite side of that, you know, it'll be interesting, or not the opposite side of that, but, you know, it took a while for telework to catch on. So we'll see. Maybe this is something that's going to be a slow-moving process. Employees will, or agencies will now be required to publish an annual snapshot of their flexibility efforts in something, this new thing called the Workplace Flexibility Index. So there is some accountability there. But again, without that enforcement, it'll be interesting to see how quickly managers are willing to implement these workplace flexibilities.
But I read that. I mean, you're right, and he's right. I should say it could be seen maybe as lip service. But I thought that index was very interesting, because if you were a job candidate, or if you are looking to change, you're not happy where you are, you're in the government, but you want to change careers, you could use that and say, hey, I've got kids, or, you know, I've got a long commute now. Is there an agency that would be better than my current one for me?
Absolutely. And I think that overall, these workplace flexibilities are going to be something that people look at, and that index will help them in this to say, hey, is a job in the federal government good for me? Oh, well, look, you know, this agency or that agency allows their employees to telework. People seem relatively happy at this agency, or not so much at this other agency. So maybe I want to avoid that no matter what the benefits may be. So I think it will be interesting to see if this helps maybe turn the tide or help with some of the morale problems that agencies have been having over the last few years. Now, again, this implementation is not going to happen. You know, I wouldn't expect it to happen too quickly. OPM does, as we said, have to give agencies guidance on this within 60 days. But we'll see how quickly then after that employees are able to use these new workplace flexibilities.